Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Angie Angela.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson.
On roof.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
John DeSimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall requested excused access. Leonard Eisenberg.
You just need to see what you
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Clunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Ali Alexa requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick requested an excused absence. Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Summaries requested an excused absence. Lawrence Reyes.
Yep.
John Winger. Lamont Yakey.
In relation to excused absence requests, I also need to note that last month I failed to recall that Greg Thunder asked in advance for excused absence, and I missed the phone call from Dutch America asking for excused absence, so I'd like to have approval to excuse those absences retroactively.
So,
point of information, Michael, your microphone isn't working.
That's weird. It puts your mouth.
Well, it sounds like you're.
Okay, I'll put it close to my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Without objection, the two excuse absences for last month, and then there were three or four requests. Ali Alexa, Summer Reese, Dutch Merrick, and Ted Sherrywall requested excuse absences for tonight. I see a motion from Ms. Rafferty without objection. I see Ms. Brazon coming in also. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. The main item on the agenda tonight is the budget. Tonight, you know, really additional time in the PMP report. Yes?
So, you have money coming?
The general manager also cannot attend. I'm sorry, I should have said
this
that.
This is the second time he cannot attend. What was the reason?
This meeting was a rescheduled meeting, and he had a prior commitment tonight. And so he did send his report in writing. He said he would try to find someone from management to come, but he wasn't sure it was possible because so many people were tied up with the convention coverage. Thank you for putting that out. Are there any objections to the agenda as proposed by the chair? Certainly, my email over. And you should have copied
an object.
Yeah.
Just because they're supposed to be in Roman numeral 5. There's supposed to be a presentation of the Gordon Matthew on the proposed budget. He's not here, so how are we going to entertain that proposal?
We have the budget itself, and we have a projector to show the budget. The presentation of the general manager's proposed budget, I guess I'll present it.
I'll take it.
Concerned with the proposal for the news department. I don't know if we could take us to that.
Let's wait.
We'll deal with that when it comes up. That's why it's 90 minutes, basically, for the discussion. 75, but all told. Any other objections?
The time down here says 3:30 p.m. time certain for adjournment. I don't can't say that way.
I'm sorry. I was operating from a previous.
More getting in pajama.
Yeah, that's 9:30. Not a.m. It should say 9:30, not 3:30. No, there's an executive session at the end of the meeting to report out on the permanent search discussion we had last night.
Yes. It's really important. That's why I was asking if the GM or manager was going to come. Because I've been doing some reports on that issue, and nothing has been done. And no answer from management and no correction, all this stuff. So I need some time to explain it and see what we can do. This is something that is affecting actually. So.
Okay, can you suggest a place on the agenda for that?
Comments on that, Mr. Chair?
All right, Mr. Thunder, then Mr. Lester.
I'm sure what Rodrigo has to bring to us is really important, but we're going to look at this budget. I think we need a whole lot of time. So I respectfully ask whether you're asking to wait for next time. There are a whole lot of things that are important here. I think part of our problem is we need to find that little bit of a leverage point where we can exercise some control and support and move ahead to the next year with all the funding we need.
Well, basically, the problem is that we cannot wait because we cannot produce. We cannot do our program, right? It's affecting our, development of our program.
Can you suggest a time on the agenda to put it on?
Well, at least I can present it. I can present it right now and say what's the problem. I'm not asking for any action, but I don't know if we're going to have to take an action. The problem is that next week we have to produce, okay?
All right, so...
If we don't solve this problem, we cannot produce.
In general, as I posted before at these meetings, it's the only board I've ever been on where, frankly, the agenda is invariably presented as a fait accompli. I say it's the only board in my life I've ever served on where is this on?
Yeah,
that's
on, but
it's the only board in my life that I've ever served on, and I've served in a few, where the agenda is always presented more or less as a fait accompli. And the idea of trying to change it in any way always seems to bring about the wrath of whatever. I would suggest that if Rodrigo has a problem that he feels is urgent, I for one would vote to take 10 minutes off of the 75-minute discussion on the budget, giving 10 minutes for the program. He thinks it's an urgent message. That's at least still it is, and then vote on what we want to add it to the agenda.
Okay, so I'll take that as a motion to do what Mr. Lafferty just said, take 10 minutes off the budget discussion and then have an item for presentation. Right?
I second it.
Second it. Virginia,
you got
your hand up.
I thought there
was some discussion. Yeah, there's a discussion.
I'd like to propose that we have it answered right before the budget, right after number 4, make it number 4B. That way, Rodrigo, do you think you could present it to them?
Yeah.
I think that would be an excellent point to do it there because it might roll over into a budget discussion. I don't know what you're going to present possibly. So, would you take that as a friendly amendment to make it
sure.
Item
yes.
4A?
Right after the first public comment. Okay, so any objections to that? Seeing none, is the agenda approved as amended? Okay, without objection. Grammar's communication, our police communicate respectfully. Please do not call out. Please do not talk over other people. Same rules apply to board members and to members of the public. No way to be called on. We have basically 90 seconds for any comment that you're going to make, whether you're on the board or off the board. And we'll go through a round, and then if people have more to say than that, we'll take another round. Announcements? Seeing none. Approval of the minutes. The secretary did circulate 2 sets of minutes. I think we should correct them to note the additional excused absences for last month that we failed to pass the timing down, but it should be noted as excused.
Point of order. The minutes are a record of what occurred in the meeting. You don't correct because a mistake was made. It's just a report of what occurred.
Okay.
If they didn't get excused absences then the minutes are correct.
Okay. So these minutes will note that those absences were
right.
Excused. Fine. Any other additions, corrections, or amendments to the minutes? Seeing none, we'll consider and approve without objection. Thank you. So, scheduling location notice of meetings, including the on-air town hall. We have 10 minutes for that discussion. The next scheduled meeting of the local station board is the third Saturday in September, which will be the 15th. And I don't believe we have the location. application yet, but that would be a 1 p.m. meeting on Saturday.
It is the first is first. It's the third Saturday.
Yes, September 1st is a Saturday, the third Saturday is September 15th. It's
I'll take the word for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The calendar will back me up. So, if anybody care to volunteer to find us a location for that meeting, that would be helpful.
I'd like to ask Lawrence if he's able to get the trip to go to Ocean Avenue. Is that possible?
I can try and give him a call.
That's a nice location. What about, is that Virgil Avenue location?
No, they moved. They moved to Union Street. I could ask as well. Saturday?
They're both really good.
What's the date?
September 15th. Saturday, September 15th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, so Lawrence will check into that, and we'll try to get an announcement as soon as possible on the location. The on-air town hall has been scheduled for during the fund drive, but it didn't happen because of various problems. The question of whether to reschedule it, I think, should come before us. So, yes, Mr. Reyes.
I did notice a meeting for Tuesday the 4th. Task force meeting. And other speakers set up for a date tonight, that'll be fine too.
You use the mic?
I just did.
Okay.
Need to hold it close to your mouth.
No volume.
Yeah.
Proximity and projection.
There's a town hall task force meeting September 4th at the station, but that's different from the question of the on air town hall itself. Margie Murray?
I'd like to ask Anthony to work with Lawrence and take the lead on that because she was the producer of the town hall meeting. So I think in terms of the technical production aspect of it, Anthony, I think you would be the person to work with Alan and Bernard. Don't you agree?
Yes, and we are working together.
Okay.
He's been asking me to help him.
Sounds good.
There was a question raised.
Yeah.
I think the idea would be that if you could communicate with management to see if you could find a date to go on air at some reasonable hour. The interrelated question is that there's a prohibition in the fair campaign practices for anybody who's running for the station board being on the air. I think that means that anybody on the current board is running for re-election, they can't be on the on-air town hall. Is there any disagreement about that?
No, I certainly don't disagree with that. I just wanted to find out if from the board, if it would still be appropriate for me to, you know, to convene the town hall task force. And if there's an appearance of impropriety, let me know.
I think, the Finance Committee made this motion initially with the intent of doing something different and saving money, and actually this Terry Goodman at maybe the last meeting or the meeting before that brought to at least my attention the idea that the LSD has no control over programming and we can't preempt programming. And we compromised with Bernard by doing it during fund drive as a way of helping with fund drive programming. So I mean, unless an LSB member wants to give up their program time, I really object to taking over somebody else's time. Personally, I think it's, you know, programmers have little enough time on air as it is, and that it'll just breed more resentment from them for us picking them off the air. So I object to taking over, regular programming time.
Mr. Lafferty.
Yeah, well, upon reflection, I would be happy. Last time we were going to do it, I think, from 7 to 9. Is that right? From 7 to 9?
Yeah, that was
on a Wednesday or a Thursday. And there was some suggestion that for some people Thursday was better. I was disappointed because I would like to be able to be on the alcohol panel. But I would be willing to give over the Lawyers Guild show on Thursday night if the person in the 8 o'clock spot was willing to do the same. And then we could, I would say, therefore, have a voice from my audience because it's breaking the audience contact. that would be perfectly fine with me. It would be the 8 o'clock show that I don't know, but I suspect it's all right.
Okay, thank you. I think the Hunting Mark can check that through the management. We obviously can't schedule it ourselves. It would have to be through the management. The other proposal I have made is that if you could incorporate programmers whose time has been used for that into the broadcast, they have a chance to talk and field calls or however they want to do things. I think those options are available and we'll proceed. So I just bring on the agenda in the this one has board reports. I want to reserve some time for committees as well as the directors. I know it's a little bit of a departure, but Mr. Blair, who's on the audit committee, who brought an issue to my attention regarding that committee. So if any directors want to take some time, keep in mind that we're going to divide it a few minutes up so that we have a chance to look at the committees as well.
I didn't hear what you said, but your voice is kind of
we can't hear you, Michael.
Okay, can somebody check the sound level? I don't know if it was quite loud before they dropped off.
Yeah, okay, so what I have to report is that we have just noticed some bylaws amendments that are really important. And one of them relates, in fact, to the fact that we're having another PMB meeting, which, of course, is until I voted against, because they're very costly. And so one of the bylaws amendments that I have proposed and have other directors, I think I have 8 other directors, sign on, is to amend the bylaws so that that's not used as a pretext anymore. So the PMB has the flexibility of voting between 2 and 4 in-person meetings. The other bylaws amendments proposed by Director Crozier include one that reduces the number of directors on the Pacifica National Board. I think that will also help to reduce the cost when we do have an in-person meeting. And it will also hopefully help to move things along and make things a little bit more efficient. At the time that the bylaws were written, many people had a grandiose idea, thinking everybody was going to be fighting to get on our boards and populating our boards. It hasn't quite worked out that way. The other amendment that he proposed has to do with changing the technical committee to a task force. And that will help. That for years has struggled to meet its quorum. Another one is to reduce the size of the LSB. We don't have an opinion from the attorney yet. I personally believe that that will require a membership vote. So I don't know if that one will happen. And I can't remember, do you remember the others, Ken? But anyway, so they will be noticed and they will be posted on all the websites. I urge everyone to please become familiar with those. We have, we're trying, one of them is also to simplify the process of amending the bylaws so that it's easier to amend them, but the frequency would remain the same. And very often we don't vote for the bylaws because we're not familiar enough with them. And then we complain thereafter because we have such cumbersome governance. So it's really important to pay attention to that.
I was on a tech committee and we already got a motion approved by the PNC to allow the operating task force in the interim. There's one other event. The executive director was relieved of the position. And the duties and functions of the executive director were assumed by the chair of the PMB summaries. She is now the interim executive director. And I came to this meeting not well prepared, so there's a press release which was distributed. I assume everybody on the LSB got it, but if you didn't, we'll make sure you get it.
Yeah, can you please?
And that was effective August 17th.
It's on the
Pacifica.org website.
So questions of the directors. What I said earlier, Fred, is I wanted some time
time for the committees, national and theater meeting committees also, because of the issue you raised about the budget committee. So,
wanting to speak now?
Well, why don't we take questions to the directors first, and then we'll move to that.
I have a question. When are we going to get to vote on these changes to the bylaws?
They'll be put. They have to be posted for 60 days, starting in September. So all of September, all of October. Then November 1st, the PMV will vote on those bylaws, and then sometime during the month of November, so our November meeting is when we will be voting on those bylaws.
Just to clarify that, each of the LSPs, if votes to accept or reject the bylaws amendments that have been approved by the PMV, and it takes three out of the five stations to make it valid. So if less than three, then no vote. It's got to get through the PMV, then it's got to get through three of the five stations, majority vote.
Mr.
Yes, thank you. We seem again to have a PMV chair who is acting as interim director. Was there any substantial discussion and interest expressed in deferring the departure date of our executive director until such time as the position could be competitively posted?
All those discussions were in closed session.
I'm not asking for the substance. I'm asking whether there was, give me a break. Give us a break. Was there or wasn't there? This is an important issue. Closed session? No, this is nothing.
Closed session?
Yeah, it's okay. I don't really. Okay.
You have a question?
I was just going to say, Lydia said that we don't vote on bylaws because, I don't know, there's not the time. I remember my first year, we voted it down because they were bad bylaws. So sometimes it's just bad bylaws.
She didn't say that.
Please do not call out to be called on.
What I heard you say was that they don't get enough time for people to understand them. Am I incorrect, Lydia?
So the question is.
And then that's what I heard, but my first year on board, we voted them down because they were bad. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, it was only one process question that I think that we can respond to. No, the job was not posted.
I'm sorry?
The job was not posted. The interim position was not posted.
Okay.
In regards to reporting out of executive committee or executive session, shouldn't that have been reported out, or did the PMV not meet when the chair was elevated to VP?
Again, I'm not really prepared to give you California. It's in California corporation code for nonprofit organizations, if the executive, I'm paraphrasing, I think it's 2003 is the code number. If the executive director is no longer covering a position, the chair of the nonprofit board becomes. Becomes, in absence of other actions by the board, becomes the executive director. The board always has the option, the board right now has the option to appoint anybody they want as an interim executive director or permanent executive director. But until then, the chair for California Corporation Code, I'm paraphrasing, assumes those responsibilities. That's California state law.
Maybe the other director could address that. I mean, I understand that, and it's good that the listeners also know the process. But what I'm concerned with is that what was discussed in executive session, what could be reported out, apparently was not reported out.
We haven't had a meeting since then to report out, but there was a press release, and I believe what we voted in executive session was that it would be vetted by council, but there was a press release the next morning, and that's what's on the website.
So that's the extent of the report out. Okay, so Mr. Blair had raised the question of membership on the audit committee. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes. The audit committee, after a two-month hiatus, met on Tuesday evening, and we had the chief quorum of nine members present, and we elected the chair, and we went over a number of issues. One of the issues is we have about four members of the committee have missed more than three meetings each, and so a motion was passed that we requiring members of the audit committee to go back to their LSBs and request the LSBs to re-elect members to the audit committee. We actually, KPFK actually has two members that now have been removed from the audit committee, Fred Plunder and Summer Reese. Summer Reese is now executive director and can't serve on the audit committee. So she we need to replace the director member from the station on the audit committee with a new one. And Fred Klundert, as you haven't been present for the last year and a half or so. And this is a real problem on national committees, that people get elected to these committees and then don't show up and prevent us from reaching quorum and doing our work. That's the problem with the technology committee. We haven't been able to reach quorum this year. I don't believe it. So we're now being converted it into a task force. But this is this is an issue for the board, this LSB to deal with, who we want to serve on this national committee.
Is that all for election or next week?
What?
Do we make a motion for an election in our next meeting? And can we do that later tonight in the back discussion?
Ken?
Well, if there's only, if it has to be PMB director, there's only two available. I'm on the finance committee. Summer's disqualified.
And I think you're disqualified because you're on the finance
committee. That's what I say. I'm on the finance committee. Summer's disqualified. So at least Ali or Lydia, right?
Correct.
It would be which one would be the smallest that putting your hand down.
I'm running through the door.
I think it might be addressed by having Lydia and Ollie get into discussion and decide. It may not be necessary to have an election.
Okay, Ms. Brazon has indicated one is doing, so we'll check it. If there's no one interested with you, I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, point of order. We have to replace one KB director and one LSP.
Yeah, one
LSP.
Yeah.
So we do need an election.
Yeah. So, did Mr. Klein have any interest in joining us back on the committee, or are you looking for a replacement?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do you have any interest in joining us back on that committee, or are you looking for a
replacement? I have my own story to tell about that committee, I think, unless there's some huge groundswell of unanimous times, two or three. We appreciate that for your question. Happy to listen.
So, is there any? Yes. Well, yeah.
I'd be interested
in Mr. Dean, did we get rid of some serving on the audit committee? Is there anyone else interested?
I realize it's not a glamorous committee. We've got real work to do. Okay.
What night do you meet then?
Well, officially our the fourth Tuesday of the month, but we may be changing to the fourth Thursday. But that's to be determined.
Point of information, because Dutch Merrick is in here, and anyhow, I don't have to notify those people.
All right, so we'll consider that. We'll take a vote at the next meeting on both of these positions. And
thank you.
We've noticed it for the, several weeks.
For a point of transparency, by the way, I was elected chair.
And there was a question.
When we had the chair after a year and a half, Mrs. Reese's dalliance with.
Alright, let's go. No,
thank you.
Okay, please.
Congratulations.
So I'd like to move on to the next item.
I have a question.
In fact, what slowed us down last year with the CTE was because we delayed in the selection of the auditor. So I'm saying, is this something that we have to vote on tonight in order to move ahead with that process?
I don't think so. We have adequate people.
Okay.
What's the task force for a task force?
Sure, please, go ahead.
I'm on the affiliate task force along with Kim and somebody else on the board.
Lauren Grace.
Lauren, Brenda. Okay. So anyhow, the chair of URSLA is a real go-getter. She asked me to find out from the board. They're putting together a newsletter for the affiliate stations. They're going to write articles and. If you would like to receive the newsletter, they ask that people submit their emails. So I would like to submit all the board emails and any of the people in the audience that would like to gather, if you would please give me your email address so I can forward it. If you want to opt out on the board, that's not a problem either. Just let me know if you'd like to opt out. Otherwise, I'll submit everybody's email. And it's an interesting task force. Anybody can join it. What we're doing is calling stations and doing surveys. So I spoke to a lady who was with the University of Iowa. Very interesting, very friendly, kind of a fun part of a KPFK board that I was looking forward to participating. So if anybody would like to do something on a lighter, more fun side, I would advise you to get on this task force.
All right, there was also a little bit of confusion during the month about the membership of the National Program Committee. It was, I believe, resolved and cleared up that the members are MPA and Lauren Trey elected at an election meeting for that. So that can be communicated. I think I did communicate to George Ryder, so there are questions before on that committee. Okay, moving on, we have public comment. I have questions regarding the game in particular, which would be an appropriate time for that, but we have a little bit of public comment. Can someone pass a microphone down to the end? I think it's close to one. There's a minute and a half for each person. I think it's close to one. Lawrence, on the other side. The other side, Bella? I think that was important.
Yeah, over here.
Forward.
Hi, thank you very much. Once again, we are on another budget, just numbers. I wanted to know, once again, I'm repeating myself, listen up. I downloaded the 2009, the only available Form 990 filed with the IRS from 08 through, from 09 through 10, fiscal year, October through September 2010. And salaries, I noticed that salaries for the 2011 filing have not changed. The salaries are running at $7 million plus for the network. For KPFA is $1.1 million 400 XYZ. How can this be? Then I also want to bring your attention, this is what I was trying to do last time. I was not given the opportunity to speak up. I came prepared. I came with my projector. I came with my documents. And I was not given the opportunity, and this is addressing you, Mike Novick. And I want to know if anybody here can benefit from a bookkeeping teaching session, your time, my time, will work together one Saturday or Sunday, up to 3 hours. I think that 2 to 3 hours is necessary.
Okay, thank you. We're done.
And I am passing a signing sheets and signing sheet, and you let me know when it's good for you, please. I appreciate it. I'm trying to help you. This is free.
Thank you.
Get it back to me.
I did apologize again for this communication. I thought it was clear this month before that, people were not, did not want that to be part of the meeting. So.
That is no explanation.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Because half the time we did not hear the board proceeding because you aren't holding it, but I am properly in front of you today. I am? You do hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That's the first thing. Please use the mic and hold it close up so we can be heard. Secondly, I brought some peaches and some bread here. Feel free to take it. Take a whole loaf of bread. I got extra from the farmer's market today for anybody who wants to eat a loaf of bread or wants to eat a peach over here. Thirdly, this session says questions regarding PNB. I'd like to hear from our PNB representatives, whatever they can say about what's been going on vis-a-vis the PNB and our work in the office and the change in positions. What can they tell us that we haven't heard or don't know? I'd like to hear more of that. And finally, I've only heard a couple of numbers on the air about the LSB election. Maybe there's been more, but it seems to me that a real paucity, a lack of proper notice to our listeners that there are elections and that who can run, how to run. Tomorrow, I understand, is the last day for petitions. It's pretty pathetic. That's the last day, and there's a report to a listener at 3 o'clock, I believe, who will deal with this. Better late than never, but not very good. I don't know what can be done about it, but I'd even suggest extending the time. I know it's ridiculous, even more, because most people don't have the faintest idea that their election is coming up to DND and that they could run and make vote. I'd like to hear at least a 5-minute discussion about this tonight.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon, my name is Chewy.
La molestia, o más bien una información y a la vez una queja.
This is a complaint and information.
De que en el cuarto de voluntarios de la programación en español,
del edificio de KPFK,
del cual pues hemos sido nosotros colaboradores en esta estación.
Since we have been collaborators in historic for some time in the station.
Hemos tenido problemas a partir de las 12 de la noche.
We have been facing problems starting at about midnight.
Con nuestro trabajo de producción.
With our work, production work.
Porque las computadoras y solo única, una única impresora, a ese tiempo quedan canceladas. No funcionan. Son como 6 computadoras y solo un printer.
Okay, ¿cuántas funcionan?
Como dejan de funcionar.
Okay, so at about midnight, out of 6, two printers and 6 computers non-function. How can they produce?
Nuestra petición a la mesa es que se tomen consideraciones y principalmente también al director de la radio que tome en cuenta esta queja y sugerencia también.
This must be taken with urgent care and attention, both from the general manager, management of the station, and this board.
Porque, desgraciadamente, tenemos que trabajar en el día y somos personas con la voluntad y la capacidad de desarrollar la programación en español porque consideramos que es muy importante para nuestra comunidad.
We are not people with high means, so we have jobs, we have the voluntary aim and desire to do the right thing. That's why we volunteer. And we need every resource available to us to get the job done.
Tomamos todo el tiempo y no es posible que se nos impida el desarrollo de este trabajo.
We take all the necessary time to do our work, and it's not forgivable that we have this impediment facing us right now.
Aprovechando el tiempo, también en newsrooms, consideramos que es muy importante que esté abierta también, que no tengan claves, porque como radio Pacífica o radio de alternativa, las noticias corren en todo momento.
News is around the clock, so we cannot have another impediment with the news department to being sequestered, not available to us.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is exceedingly deliberate. It's gone on for at least 5 years.
Right.
The employees work very hard to make sure that volunteer programmers cannot get access at night. They have to have keys. Some of the computers shut down. Then more of the computers that shut down. And then the printer shut down. And this has gone on for years.
Absolutely. That's why I said.
And then they lock everybody out.
I can just report that I did communicate some concerns to the general manager and to the IT people at the station, and I assume it will be directed. It obviously hasn't been, so not audible. I said I did communicate this to the general manager and the IT person at the station. I assume it will be corrected, but obviously it hasn't been. I think the board in general thinks it should be.
Yes, I'm usually at the station till at least 2 or 4 or 5 a.m. A couple of years ago, we got an email that told us to go, that there would be, after midnight, we needed the old password to log in. So I went to Jonathan, and he gave me a username and a password. And I used that, and I've had no problems at all. So I think that's all you need to do is go to Jonathan, and he will give you a username and a password.
I think the problem is that many people can't reach Jonathan because he's only there during business hours.
They have to request. You email him, he can use before I get there, but if I let him know, I mean, I'll at least know to me. I can just say that.
Is there a sign here that says that?
I was actually calling on Mr. Eisenberg.
Yeah. How would you know when you know? How would they know when you know?
All the programmers, producers, everybody got an email, and their emails were sent several times, right?
We have a code card. All the programmers, staff, had a card and just hold it up. There's no rules.
Yeah, we were all told there are rules, there were set rules. We were actually, a couple of years ago, we were told to be involved in making the rules. Feedback, it went back and forth, and then finally, the substitutes were closed because people were sleeping upstairs, and if you yell at 4 a.m., you would see that. Just 2 weeks ago, I went upstairs, and I thought I'm just the only person upstairs, turned on the light, and there was a man sleeping on the computers. I was freaked out, so that's the reason they also put keys and stuff.
I don't know if you understood what Jesus was saying. Jesus was saying that at 12, the computer turns off by themselves as well as the printers. So the issue of the access to it, it's a different issue. And I personally talked to Jonathan, right? So one night, I had to call him up and call Suberry and call GM and call PD in order to have one of our collectives to finish their work. So everything went off. It's already programmed to go off. That's a different issue than the issue of the access point.
Can I? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm addressing, though. They did let us know that the midnight it would go off, and for us to have our own individual passwords and username. Yes, to get on the computer.
They go off. So it doesn't matter whether you have
if you have your own password and use it, you can sign in.
What's off by itself?
Sorry, obviously something needs to be clarified. Excuse me for a second. We're assigned to this part of the discussion. Is this the item that you want to bring to the attention?
Yes.
So this is the same item. We said we'd have 10 minutes for this, so we'll send this discussion a little further. Mr. Lafferty, Mr. Eisenberg.
Rodrigo, let me be clear. I thought that remember we once had a similar conversation with Zubir about this. I know here's what I understand, and I'll be happy to look into it. That yes, automatically the computers and printers shut down at midnight, but if anyone in your collective, they're entitled to have a code which will turn it back on for them.
Okay, I'll explain it to you. We'll around some time.
Typically, on Microsoft computer networks, there's a centralized function. On Microsoft networks, there's a centralized function that turns the computers off at a certain time. I think that, that some correction needs to be made if it's not functioning properly with the password. So, yeah, a few more. Mr. Eisenberg, go ahead and end it before.
Yeah,
and then Mr. Blair.
I have my hand up about this issue and several other issues, one of which that Israel has brought up. About the election for the LSB. And it seems like we limit discussions to 10 minutes, and certain things that need to get dealt with don't get dealt with, whether it's what Rodrigo is wanting to bring up here, where there seems to be miscommunication and people are being frozen out, and, or the fact that I have been listening for weeks and Israel for significantly longer to the fact that we have LSB elections where factions run and factions maintain themselves, but anybody trying to get into this process and actually sit as a listener and independently decide what's best for this station is sabotaged. I went out and I encouraged several friends to try to go through the process. One of my friends called me up and said, using all sorts of expletives about how impossible this process is made, how there are no cards that are being put on the air, and that the LSB elections go so that we can continue beating each other's brains out with no new blood and no notion of actually working to make this station work. My opinion, so if you say 10 minutes and it's not resolved, and Rodrigo still has a problem, and people still have a problem using stuff, you haven't resolved anything, and we wasted the 10 minutes. We need to talk, and maybe we need to stay later until it's resolved so people know how to get a password, how to get keys, and we're not fighting with each other. We're actually doing what it takes to get something done.
Thank you. We have Mr. Blair, Ms. Murray, you already spoke with, so Ms. Kaplan is left. Mr. Blair is left.
I defer to Marsh.
I'd like to ask the board chair to go with Mr. Argueta. To have a meeting with Jonathan and just to be cleared up and nailed down. I mean, that's how simple it can be. It should not be raised in every meeting. There either is a pass zone or not. There are parking or not. I think it'd be very easy. It needs to be these three people, all witnesses to it. Thank you.
All I was going to say is computer versus. This is a management decision. The board doesn't have any control over the station. Management runs the station. And they make explicit policies about who can access those computers. So people need to talk to management about this. They have control over this equipment. They're setting these policies.
I make a motion that we requested the general manager by 12 noon tomorrow to give us a list of all the election cards that have played to see if it's compliant with the election rules. Okay, he should be able to get back from the logs by noon tomorrow and deliver to the LSD. So we'll see if the station is compliant with what they're supposed to be doing.
Second.
My friendly amendment will be to the end of the day tomorrow because perhaps in a meeting in the morning. I don't have a personal calendar with me, but I do think we could at least leave it until the end of the day.
I'm going to reject that because it's really not him. It's the traffic department, and it's, all I have to do is deliver it to the general manager.
There's a motion on the floor. Vice President, over anything else? So, second discussion of the motion to ask the general manager.
Is to ask the general manager to give us a log of the on-air cards for the elections during this period, because there are certain requirements for how many times
And he's, you know, we've seen on the emails, he says, okay, it's all good.
You repeated the amendment, that's all you're asked to do. You're not going to motivate it again. This goes on, Ms. Gladney.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm also responding to what Glenn said in terms of announcements.
Wait a minute,
it is about the motion. It's related. Kim, please don't interrupt. And so, just for the sake of the listeners who are present and so forth, first of all, the elections were delayed significantly this year. Some of us objected to that. I was one of the people precisely because the elections run into the conventions, the fund drives, etc. There is a schedule, a timeline in the bylaws to avoid all of those pitfalls. There is also a national board motion from 2009, which the Elections Committee tried to amend because it does seem excessive. But the PNB is the one that is taking charge of monitoring those things. Summer is very much on top of this at all of the stations. But we cannot ask the traffic manager to produce the traffic log or the LSB. We are not the supervisors of the station. So as Margie said, you know, we could make this request of management, and I think that that's absolutely appropriate. I don't object to that at all. But that's crazy. At 12 o'clock tomorrow, you've got to have this. You don't even know if he's going to be in the station. And you cannot go to the traffic manager and request that.
I'm not asking.
That's not what we're charged to do. So I will vote no on this motion.
Michael.
We're not having cross traffic. I'm just glad we are in that deck.
My comment was on the other issue as far as the blockage to phones and computers. I don't know Jonathan or any of those people, but from what it seems like to me, it seems that the printers and computers, all that is segregated, and only a few people are able to actually come and have the use of KPFK's resources. That's what it seems like to me.
Yep. Okay, so right now on the floor is Ms. Kaufman's motion that said to repeat the motion, just repeat the motion.
The motion is we request of the GM to have a list of the on-air cards to us by noon tomorrow. We're not asking traffic, but he doesn't get this list. That's where the process. I will amend that myself to the end of the day.
All right. So the motion as it stands is to request that the general manager provide by close of business tomorrow a list of how often the carts devoting the application of candidates for the LSP election have run.
Call the question.
Wait.
Lydia said something that I think is very important, but Kim did as well. And what I'm saying is, we have rules to run an election, and we don't obey the rules, and we don't run the carts, and we're going to have the elections anyway. And tomorrow at 5 o'clock, according to the rules, there are no more people that can sit for the board. But we haven't had the cards, and we haven't opened this up, and this is the best kept secret at KPFK.
That is correct.
Why don't we put the two things together, the concern of Lydia and the concern of Kim, and say, you know, one for the other. In other words, if you don't have the cards, then you don't close the nominations by tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Amend my amendment, Leonard.
Is that what you're saying?
We're new tomorrow. We already got it tomorrow.
The prerequisite for closing the nominations on the LSB has to be that the cards have been written, that the cards have been played on the air. And if they haven't, you haven't fulfilled the requirement to have a legal election or to solicit votes for people who want to go for the LSB.
That's the thing, is another subject, no? Right. Like, what is it? What are you arguing?
I want to unamend my amendment if I may.
All right.
Considering the deadline is tomorrow.
Hold it, Chair.
We're going to have the deadline, but we're not going to have
to take action on this motion.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yes, fine. Mr. Lafferty called the question.
Okay, I'm going to restate my amendment. Just that the GM give us a list of all the on-air carts for this period and what they say by noon tomorrow. If it's a problem, I'm sure they'll contact. But consider the deadline is tomorrow evening. We need to know by noon.
Okay. So the question is: is there any further objection calling the question? Because we're long past time for any of this. It's all coming out of the budget. So the question has been called. All in favor of this conference motion to request the general manager to provide by noon tomorrow the list of all the
Any objections?
Any objections?
No.
I see some objections from the vote. All those in favor of Ms. Kaufman's motion, signify by raising your hand.
Can we get a roll call?
We're voting on Ms. Kaufman's motion to request that the general manager provide a list of how often the carts have been run up to date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
How can you have a legal
election? It's not under discussion, Mr. Eisenberg. It's not under discussion.
I'd like a roll call, please.
All right. The question is for a roll call. The secretary call the roll.
Ken Aaron. Yes. Chuck Anderson.
No.
Antine Azra.
Here.
Yes or no?
No.
Oh.
Not here. It's on a motion to request that the general manager provide.
She's abstained. Abstained? Yes. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John DeSimio.
Aye.
That's a yes? Please speak. Yes. English, please do not make funny answers to roll call or anything else. Please say yes or no.
Aye or nay. I say yes.
Just make his vote.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Braywall. Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Plunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Dutch, I'm sorry. Margie Murray.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
No.
Does no?
No, it's bad sitting.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Yes.
Michael Novick, how do you vote?
He doesn't vote.
I'm the chair.
Unless
there's a tie, the chair doesn't vote.
I'm done with the vote.
You can vote each whether it's a tie or not.
No.
Just discretion.
Make
a break.
No.
What's the vote?
What was the result of the vote? Point of information. Yes, 8, no, 9.
Okay, you can vote for me.
What was the vote?
The vote was 9-8 against, as announced by the secretary.
And what was the abstention? 3.
No.